This morning, I was doing my usual exercise around the Sengkang area. As I cycle past Punggol Park, I couldn't help but notice the long stretch of condominiums opposite the park itself. Most of these are resale developments that are more than 10 years old, with some dating all the way back to 1997. Seeing them brought back memories to me. A few years ago, shortly after COVID, I brought a buyer to view one of these resale condos. Before I could even finish my presentation, he dismissed my recommendation. His view was simple. Why buy an older condo when newer development usually perform better? According to him, newer projects will usually command higher price and generate stronger capital appreciation after TOP. Is that really true? Kichu, you if you agree with me. Needless to say, I didn't manage to convince him and I lost that client. But that experience has always stayed with me. For the thousands of homeowners living in older resale condos, does that mean once a condo reaches a certain age, its growth story is over? Does it also mean newer condos will always outperform than their older neighbors? Rather than speculate over it, let us look at the real numbers. Today, we will compare both the newer and older condos in Sengkang. Since they are all on 99 years leasehold with fairly similar profiles, it makes for a more meaningful comparison. Before we even begin, pause this video and leave your guess in the comments. Which condo do you think will perform the worst? And which one do you think came out on top? I got a feeling many of you here will get it wrong. Here, let's start with the condo that underperformed. Yes, you hear me correctly. One of the weaker performers is actually Sengkang Grand Residence. Are you all surprised? 不可能! After all, it's the newest condo and a mixed development in this area. It sits directly above Sengkang Grand Mall, next to Buangkok MRT station, a hawker center, a community club, and offer excellent convenience. So, how come it still underperformed? This is a 680 units mixed development that was launched in 2019 at an average price of around 1747 PSF. At that time, nearby resale condo like The Quartz was selling for only about 1,000 per square feet. I remember this very clearly because I was marketing a unit at The Quartz then. Many buyers questioned why there was such a huge price gap, almost 75% higher for Sengkang Grand Residence. That was exactly how I convinced buyers that The Quartz was significantly undervalued. Fast forward to 2026, Sengkang Grand Residence is now transacting at around $2,060 per square feet. That worked out to an increase of approximately 313 per square feet, or about 18%. Over 7 years. Is that considered a good return? I leave that for you to decide. Here, for Sengkang Grand Residence, they are disappointed on your return. You no worry, the upcoming mixed-use development in Hougang, jointly developed by UOL and CapitaLand, already has a break-even cost of around 2245 PSF. That means launch price could easily range from between 2,600 to 2,900 per square feet. Expected to be launched in 2027, if that happened, Sengkang Grand Residence prices may move up. Well, why do I say that? History repeats itself. Last year, while I was marketing a unit in Sengkang Grand Residence, I noticed many buyers who failed to secure a unit at Parktown Residence balloting eventually shift their attention to resale unit here. And that's how I sold a 3-bedroom then. Now, let's move to Jewel at Buangkok, located directly opposite Sengkang Grand Mall. This condo benefited tremendously from what I call the Sengkang Grand Residential Effect. What do I mean? Well, when buyers saw Sengkang Grand launching at around 1,700 per square feet, many start comparing it with nearby resale condo selling around 1,003 per square feet. For the much lower price, they could afford a spacious 4-bedroom unit instead of a smaller 3-bedroom just across the road. The price difference was almost 400 per square feet, or a good 30% difference. Naturally, demand shift. As more buyers recognize the value in Jewel, prices start climbing up. Today, Jewel is transacting at around 1,008 per square feet, representing roughly 42% growth over the same period. The same story played out at The Quartz and Esperina Residence. Both condos recorded impressive gain of 51% in just 6 years. Impressive, right? I'm sure nobody will even bother sharing this with you. This is what I call the new launch effect. Wherever a nearby project launched at significant higher prices, older resale condo often become more attractive alternatives. If you have been following my channel long enough, you will have understood what I am talking about. Now, let us look at another cluster of condos around Rivervale Link. First is Park Green, a former executive condominium completed in 2001. That make it around 25 years old. Back in 2019, it was selling for only 761 per square feet. Today, prices are approaching 1165 PSF. That's an impressive gain of 53%. Right beside it is Osville Residence, which has also delivered a respectable 55% gain over the same period. And finally, the best performing condo in today's comparison is the Rivervale. This former executive condominium began its lease in 1997, making it one of the oldest condos in this area. It is now almost 29 years old. Many would have written it off. Back then, the going rate was 7 to 1 PSF. Compared to Sengkang Grand Residence, it was almost 2.4 times cheaper. With the same budget, buyers could comfortably purchase a 1582 square feet 4-bedroom apartment with spare cash even to fully pay a brand new car, yet still with excess cash. Yes, it's older. Yes, it doesn't have the latest facilities. But for those who recognize its value, have been handsomely rewarded. Without much publicity or fanfare, it quietly outperformed almost every other condo in the neighborhood, deliver an impressive 57% capital gain. So much for an XEC. So, what can we learn from today's analysis? Never judge a property purely by its age. Older condo may not have the newest facilities or the latest design. But when you purchase it at the right price, they can sometimes deliver even better return than brand new condos. As any savvy investor, we shouldn't simply chase what is new. Instead, we should look for value. Sometimes, the best opportunities are hidden in plain sight. Here, if you enjoy this analysis, remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel. And let me know in the comment section below which estate you'd like me to analyze next. Until next time, take care and I'll see you in the next video.